It's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. I'm Kara Lawrence. Bach Festival Week actually started over the weekend, and there were some terrific performances by Red Sea Pedestrians, the Arcado Chamber Ensemble, and Carl Witt playing the Goldberg Variations. Well, if you were unable to catch those performances, get ready. We're going to be talking about several more and really focusing on two concerts. The first one on Thursday night. The program is called Breaking Barriers with Bach, and it features Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, as well as guitar soloist Dan Mervak. And I have Phil Berry from Thunderbolt and Lightfoot and Dan Mervak here in the studio. It's so nice to have you here this morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for taking the time out of musician schedules, teaching, rehearsing, practicing, dreaming up new creative ideas. It's great to have you here. So this concert Thursday night will be held in Stetson Chapel, and I'm going to leave it to the both of you to kind of describe what's coming together in this program and how it might sound.
Yeah, Corey Summers approached us and asked if we'd be interested, and for us it was a just amazing opportunity to kind of step out of our comfort zone and pair up with Dan. And so we've come up with a program where we're sort of swapping songs back and forth. Dan's got maybe half a dozen pieces that he's going to perform. And we've got a bunch of original songs and some covers that we're gonna pull out.
Well, maybe you and I can go back down memory lane a little bit, because listeners may remember hearing Thunderbolt and Lightfoot here in the studio at WMUK a couple of years ago now.
It was
June of 2015, I think. And you and Sarah had formed a duo out of a kind of collective of musicians that you've had long time performing relationships with, the Cornfed Girls.
Yeah.
And so here we are 2 years later, and you did something right. You know, this duo has
it's
has
working. Right?
Continued.
No, you were so sweet to have us on so early on in our career as a duo. And yeah, we've recorded a new album since then. That's slated to come out at the end of July. It's called Songs for Mixed Company. So we're very excited about that.
What has the direction been? Any progression on the path that you started off on?
Yeah, well, it was important for us to still keep the focus on our two voices and the songwriting, but for this release, we've decided to flesh out the arrangements much more. And so we brought in, friends of ours from different groups around the state, and Sarah's husband, Mike, who also plays in the Cornfed Girls and the Red Sea Pedestrians. He's a busy guy, but he produced the album. And he's really great at coming up with, hearing things that aren't yet there yet and sort of presenting these ideas to us. And, so we're thrilled with how it came out, and we can't wait for people to hear it.
Again, it's called Songs for Mixed Company,
right.
Which I rather like. And we're looking at a late July CD release.
Yeah, I have the date, actually, if I can.
Yeah.
It's 7/29 at Louie's in downtown.
Now, will there be any copies on hand on Thursday for?
There will be, actually, yeah.
Wow.
It's not the official release yet, but we actually got everything together ahead of time, and so we have the copies. Usually when bands have a CD release party, it's just like, I hope they get here in time,
Yeah, it's often.
And half the time they don't.
A couple days before,
right.
if at all, yeah.
So we planned ahead. And yeah, we're super, super excited about it.
So you said being presented on the Bach Festival in Stetson Chapel puts you out of your comfort zone.
Well, yes and no. Little bit of history. One of my first musical exposures was my grandmother, who was, they lived in Chicago, and they were these South Side Irish Catholics, but she loved Segovia. And so whenever I would go to their house for the weekend, like, one of my memories is she would play Segovia records and then water the plants. And then it would be my job to flip the record over. So from a very early age, I was aware of Segovia. And And then when I was a young teenager, when I was going to start guitar lessons, one of the deals was that my mom said she would pay for lessons if they were classical lessons. And so I went to see Miles Kusick, probably a name some of your listeners are familiar with.
Founder of Kalamazoo Mandolin and Guitar Orchestra.
Absolutely, yeah. And so I went to take private lessons with him for probably 5 or 6 years. But since then, I've gotten away from the classical world. So it's this, you know, it's we're both excited about this this opportunity for sure.
Well, bringing up Andres Segovia put a smile on Dan Murphack's face. Here is a common point, I think, between the two of you. You are trained. You went fully through classical training, Dan. And, you know, we don't talk about Andres Segovia as much these days. But he was really, his influence was still being felt, you know, growing up in the 80s, for sure.
Yeah, he was really the iconic figure of the guitar, maybe along with Julian Bream and, you know, then later on, of course, John Williams.
It's just a handful of artists that put solo classical guitar on major stages.
Yeah. Segovia was really almost single-handedly responsible for that. So, and he was such a kind of a crossover, almost like Glenn Gould, you know, so pop audiences and, you know, were listening to Segovia albums, just like people listening to Glenn Gould.
So. Yeah, very true. So, Dan, when you were asked to collaborate here, what was your initial thought?
Yeah, I responded almost immediately, yes, that I'd like to do it. I had participated in the Bach lunch concert last year and just had a blast doing it and being with the other musicians. It was really a fantastic experience. So, and I was excited to be able to do something with Phil and Sarah because, again, that's outside, now that's outside of my sort of domain sometimes. Yeah. So, I'm just really excited for the concert.
What will you focus on as a soloist during this concert on Thursday night?
Of course I have to play some Bach, right?
Of course. And why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Who never, of course, composed for the guitar because of the guitar that I'm playing in its form just didn't exist at the time. So the two pieces I'll be playing from Bach are the Prelude and the Fugue from BWV 998.
Was that composed for a lute or another instrument?
It was composed for a lute or a harpsichord.
Okay.
But most often it's heard on the lute.
Wonderful.
So Bach was no stranger to the plucked string, right? So a harpsichordist, and he also owned two Lauten works, which if the listeners may not be familiar with that instrument, but if you can imagine kind of a harpsichord with a lute body. So it had gut strings and it was a plucked string instrument, so...
It was a lute-sounding harp that was played mechanically with keys.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Trying to solve the problem of being a keyboardist and unable to play the lute.
Exactly.
I guess. What a strange... I saw a recording come into the record library called Works for Lauten Werk. And... I was totally, it was the first time I'd seen it in something like that in all my over 20 years here. So it's rare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he owned two of them.
Correct.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Why don't we take a short musical break? Because I have a track queued up here from Thunderbolt and Lightfoot's new record. Would you introduce this first song?
Yeah, it's a song called Let's Be Friends, and it's a song that Sarah and I collaborated on, and it's the first song on our new album.
See from the corner of my eye, can't imagine a day that we could ever say goodbye. Can't imagine a world where I could turn on you. Oh, honey, I never do. Time and can't imagine a could end. Oh, honey, let's be friends. Oh, honey, let's be friends.
That's Thunderbolt and Lightfoot from the new album Songs for Mixed Company. And live here in the studio at WMUK, I'm talking to guitarist Phil Berry, one of the two members of the group, and another guitarist, Dan Mervak, classically trained, who's a private teacher in Kalamazoo. And together, they've been paired up, Thunderbolt and Lightfoot and Dan Mervak, for the Breaking Barriers with Bach concert on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. And we're really lucky to have a chance to hear this music as it was just released or just given.
Yeah, first listen right there.
Fantastic. There will be more news on that and this in the official CD release party a little later. It's coming up in July. But thank you for bringing that along.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
It brings back memories of you and Sarah recording here at WMUK, and I don't think we've seen a more simple setup. We had one microphone.
Yeah.
I think it was. Yeah. Or perhaps one guitar mic and then a single mic for both of your voices.
Yeah.
Is that still how you like to play?
It is. Yeah. When we first started performing, we were doing the two microphone thing, but that's the way that a lot of the old timey groups used to do it. Is they used to kind of huddle around one microphone, like a lot of bluegrass bands will still do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to try it, and we noticed that it was just so much easier to harmonize if we were actually just, you know, that much closer to each other. And we don't use a monitor either when we perform. So it's really like our stage volume is very, very quiet. For us, we just figured out that was the trick to making it work. And it's so much simpler, you know, sound engineers love it.
Well, you have to be a little more attentive to your placement, I would think, and understanding what the microphone is doing to your sound.
Absolutely. That's the challenge. Yeah.
Be smart about that.
Yeah, we've really had to work hard on that.
Some people like to have their eyes closed as they play for part of the time or as they're singing, and you can end up like walking straight into the microphone that way.
Been there, yeah.
So will you be amplified on Thursday night?
There might be some ambient amplification, but there's nothing direct, I don't think. It's all going to be condenser microphones. And there's going to be a lot of back and forth between Dan and ourselves during the program. And so we thought that might be the best way to kind of keep the sonic experience consistent.
Great.
Throughout the performance.
Well, let's talk a little more about exactly what you're going to do on Thursday.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to open up the concert with a piece called a piece by Frescobaldi, a theme and variations.
Another keyboardist.
Another keyboardist. So a transcription, but it works really well on the guitar.
Great.
And then we'll switch over to Phil and Sarah for a couple songs.
Mm-hmm. And it's gonna, you know, pretty much go back and forth throughout the evening. But at the very end, we're going to collaborate on two songs, and one is an original that's on our album that Dan was gracious enough to learn a melody part for. The other one, Dan can probably speak more to, is a John Dowland piece.
Yeah. Oh. So I was thinking, singer-songwriters, like who are the classical guitar, you know, or the classical world singer-songwriters, right? And I always think of John Dowland, of course.
Wow. But not with folk groups. This is kind of inspired, I think.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to break the barriers.
Yeah.
Right? So, and I thought that was a clear way to do it. So Phil, I think it was Sarah came up with the actual song Come Again by John Dowland. And so I found a guitar part and Phil and Sarah put together these beautiful harmonies over the tunes. It was a really a joy for me to hear them when we were rehearsing those.
Well, that's one great reason to be in your seat on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. We're a few minutes away from another feature about the Bach Festival. I have an interview with the director, longtime director of the Kalamazoo Bach Festival Chorus, Jim Turner. He'll be previewing the festival finale. So while I have you here, I first want to run down some of the other events this week. Starting today at 6:30 p.m., Bach in Jammies. That's clearly a family-friendly event. The Bach Around the Block organ crawl is tonight, beginning at 7 p.m., and you need to arrive at First Congregational Church, and the tour and concerts will go from there. That is a free event. The lecture by Zaid Pixley is Tuesday, a Bach legacy lecture, and she'll be previewing the festival finale and really give you some of the insights into the work that will close the festival. There's a second Bach and Jammies program at 6:30 on Tuesday at the Kalamazoo Public Library Oshtemo branch. Then Wednesday, three offerings of Inside the Organ Crawl and Pub Stop. So if you are even slightly mechanically minded and have any interest in finding out how an organ actually accomplishes what it does, this is for you, and there is a fee attached to that. A Bach's lunch concert will be held Thursday at 12, and then Breaking Barriers with Bach, Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, and Dan Mervak, that's at 7:30 on Thursday. And then there's another Breaking Barriers show on Saturday with Red Tail Ring and guests at Stetson Chapel, and the final concert of the festival is Sunday at 3 o'clock in Chenery Auditorium with James Turner conducting the B minor mass. Full details at KalamazooBachFestival.org. I would like, in the minutes we have left, Dan, could you preview this Bach prelude and fugue? I'm going to play the prelude, and you mentioned it earlier, but maybe tell about your history with the piece and maybe what it taught you as a player.
Yeah, so the it's an interesting combination, so a prelude, a fugue, and then an allegro. And we always think of Bach as being, you know, the polyphonic master, but that guy could write an arpeggio, right, too. And so the prelude is an arpeggio piece, really kind of takes you through some different keys, and a rather short piece, and then we get into the fugue, which is, as I was thinking actually about Phil and Sarah and some of their works, it's an ABA, right? So it's kind of a folk form. One of only three that he wrote, fugues in ternary form. So you get this only one subject in the beginning of the fugue. And then the subject sort of starts to disappear in essentially the B section. And then what you get at the end is a direct replaying of the A section, which is the only example of that in Bach's literature. So.
Wow, you really did. I hadn't realized that before. You knew your piece,
yeah,
for sure. Well, any other final thoughts about Thursday's concert for you guys?
We're looking forward to it. Like I said, it's out of both of our comfort zones, and we always embrace those opportunities. So,
yeah.
Come on out Thursday.
Looking forward to it.
Well, Phil Berry and Dan Mervak, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.